Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor, dave@aureliamatters.com. This tongue-in-cheek letter is in response to a story, published in December, titled, Oromadont Reverting to Paper Ballots Only for 2022 Election. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. On this occasion I bring you greeting from our Lord Mayor. His worship wishes to share this proclamation regarding recent matters which have come before him and his council and upon which they have taken decision. In the matter as to how you as his subjects may exercise your democratic right and express your support for him during the upcoming election, he would like it known and declares his wish to continue as your leader. It is understood that this fair municipality known as Oromadont is both large and abundant in rich resources, and it is the intent of his worship that it and he be recognized as the premier of the county. Further, and as to the method by which you may grant his desire to be re-elected, you shall be offered genuine paper ballots upon which to mark your X. To ensure your privacy and the security of these ballots, they shall be placed in sealed containers whose locations will be disclosed at a later date. These said containers will be guarded by his worship's staff, and following the chosen protocol, the ballots shall be counted by the hands of another official representative of this municipality. Also, and in consideration of the infirmed and disabled within your ranks, the service of Her Majesty's Royal Mail shall provide the courtesy of a posted ballot, which as with the other ballots will be protected with the utmost diligence. In conclusion, the mayor is acquainted with more expedient and so-called modern and convenient methods by which the populace may exercise their right to vote, but in his wisdom his worship has deemed these as being less secure and more burdensome for the aged to use. Hence, we shall not use them. God save the Queen. Alan Baker Oromadont.